Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
We are morons, tried and true, and we'll do our yell for you.
Possum Hour?
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh. Ow! Oh.
My name, I'll say man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Attention. Attention, everyone in the Terwilliger Institute. Down below me, joyful and eager, my students are awaiting our date with destiny. They will not fail, for I shall not fail.
Come on and dress me, dress me, dress me in my finest array. Cause just in case you haven't heard, today's Dormido Day. Dress me in my silver garters, dress me in my diamond studs. Cause I'm going, do-me-doing in my Dormido duds. I want my undulating undies with the marabou frills. I want my beautiful bolero with the porcupine quills. I want my purple nylon girdle with the orange blossom buds. Cause I'm going do-me-doing in my do-me-do duds. Come on and dress me, dress me, dress me in my peekaboo blouse. With the lovely interlining made of Chesapeake mouse. I want my polka-dotted dickie with the crinoline fringe. Or I'm going do-me-doing on a do-me-do binge. I want my lavender spats, and in addition to them, I want my honey-colored gusset with the herringbone hem. I want my softest little jacket made of watermelon suede, and my long persimmon placket with the platinum braid. I want my leg of mutton sleeves, and in addition to those, I want my cutie chamois booties with the leopard skin bows. I want my pink brocaded bodice with the fluffy fuzzy ruffs, and my gorgeous bright blue bloomers with the monkey feather cuffs. I want my organdy snood, and in addition to that, I want my chiffon Mother Hubbard lined with Hudson Bay rat. Dress me up from top to bottom, dress me up from tip to toe, dress me up in silk and spinach, for today is Do-me-do, Do-me-do day, Do-me-do day. So come and dress me in the blossoms of a million pink trees. Come on and dress me up in ligaments and camembert cheese. Come on and dress me up in pretzels. Dress me up in bock beer suds.
Cause I'm going.
Coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum Theme.
Portions of the following program have been pre-planned and rehearsed. See if you can guess which one.
One, two.
Hans Conried night. Jawohl. Now, Fractured Flickers. This is funny. The weird movie channel in my bedroom's coming in out of the blue. I guess it must be the snow or something. You know, you get better reception. I don't know. Anyway, I was going, man, what's on tap for this week to watch, or this weekend for the movie channel since it's coming in? What's on at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning? Fractured Flickers. You can't make that shit up. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to, what is this, Friday Night Possum. Yeah. I was trying to think, do we have another name? Pause the Mower. You're listening to Grenache Network, which is fake, made up, just like, you know, our channel here on this crappy little podcast thingy. But we've been on the air for a long, long time. And, you know, it's like everybody and his uncle has a podcast now. You know, got it going on here. Not really. Anyway, Monday's Possum Hour. Friday's Friday Possum. At least for now. Until, well, you know, the inevitable, when we fold our tent lope off into the night.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby!
Alrighty, there he is, Professor R.
Yeah, baby. Nice.
Enter!
Possum Hour says, suck it!
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, man.
So who wants to dress Hans?
Dress Hans.
Is it to dress at the Hans? Yeah, doesn't he want to get dressed or something? He wants you to dress him or something?
Hogs.
Hans. Isn't that what the song was about? Dress me?
Oh, Hans.
Yes, Hans.
I thought you said hogs, man. Yeah. Like, what? I'm thinking, like, you know, like dressing a hog would be hanging it up by its feet and gutting it and...
Ah, good God.
Chopping it up and shit.
Yeah, baby.
Man. Oh, man. I feel bad about eating pork. I'm with you, Oak, man. If only they weren't so delicious.
Ah, are you kidding me? You eat it up. It's good. Good stuff.
I got some ham in the fridge.
There you go.
Speaking of which, I'm getting hungry, and I'm not going to eat anything during or after the show. I got to lose some weight, man. New Year's resolution in that.
Bring it. Bring out the old juicer.
I got rid of my juice meister.
Yeah.
It was kind of breaking down, and I bought a new one, a Black & Decker, which sucks. So... Probably going to have to spring for another juicer. Give the Black & Decker to somebody that... I don't really care about.
Got to start hitting the kale again, right?
Oh, yeah, the kale.
Yeah, you were digging the kale.
Digging it. There's Dr. Cake at pulled pork. I love pulled pork sandwiches, man.
Oh, yeah.
An egg. God, they're so good.
God bless pigs.
Bacon. Oh, man. Restaurant reviews. We went out for the drive-thrus to bring it back, you know, to eat last time.
Uh-huh.
And went over to He wanted a burger. He wanted, like, fucking cattle. He wanted to eat cattle. He was like, I gotta have a burger. All right. We went, Burger King. All right, we'll go hit Burger King up. And we're waiting in a drive-thru. Geez, like 10 minutes at least. It seemed like 15, you know, 20 maybe. But it was probably about 10 minutes. It was a long time.
Hell yeah.
And there was nobody in there working.
Huh.
I mean, there was no, you couldn't go in. You couldn't walk in. And he must have had, like, one guy in there cooking and doing everything.
That's shit.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really slow. So we went over to Arby's, and I had a turkey bacon ranch club sandwich.
Oh, that sounds good. You didn't go for the
really
Reuben this
bread.
Time?
What's that?
You didn't go for the Reuben this time?
Oh, man. They have the Reuben. Anyway, the last time I had a Reuben there, they cut the corned beef too thick.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing I complained about. But it was real turkey on the club, man. It was very good.
Oh, good.
But my recommendation, we went out to and sit down here. I forgot to tell you this one. The week before, to a place called, and I'm sure you all got it, Hotheads.
Hotheads.
Hotheads. You got hotheads?
Not around here. Not around
here.
No hotheads. No hotheads.
We got hotheads all over the place around here. Hotheads. And it's, you know, Chipotle, right?
Yeah.
Where you go in and you build your plate or your...
I heard of it. Never went to it. Never had one.
It's pretty cool. Whoa. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty cool, man. You build your own thing. So we went into Hotheads, and they had, like, one suggested, that they, you know, pre-built deal. I said, yeah, let me have that thing. They had this jalapeno ranch dressing on this mother. It was so fucking good. Oh, my God. That was divine, man. Hotheads. I'm going back. I'm going back and get some Hotheads.
And what kind of food they serve? Well, any kind of
it's like a Chipotle. You build either
like club sandwich
bowl or a wrap, you know, with a tortilla.
Ah, okay, all right.
And, you put anything you want on it. Yeah, you got chicken and steak and this thing was this sauce was It would keep you, you know, it would prevent you from blowing shit up for a while because it'd make you so happy.
But
speaking of which, oh yeah, that was a segue.
Time has passed. Now we can post that up.
All right. Yeah, I haven't had, it was like 2 weeks ago, so I'm not going to quit blowing shit up. Tonight, we have a new one blowing up. The hell am I blowing up? Better like put the show together yesterday. So whenever I have like a 24 hours between, come on, computer, you son of a bitch. All right. Like 24 hours between putting it together and doing it, I forget what the fuck I'm doing. Oh, okay. I think we might have blown this up before.
Okay.
The hell is it? There it is. Okay. Copacabana? Barry Manilow?
Long time ago, I think so.
We
yes.
Yep. Well, back in I the heard beginning. It recently. I heard it recently at a gig.
Yeah.
And I put it on a little Jim Crack thing, you know, to catch his shit.
Yep.
To remind me. And this has to be the most juvenile. I'm talking about junior high before, man, in the chat room. This is like, this would be mature for junior high. No, whatever. It's very mature, and I'm in no way proud of it. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's
very mad.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Her name was Lola.
What kind of shit is that?
There you go.
It's like rock and roll and stuff, right?
That got me moving.
Yeah, man. Larry Williams.
Larry Williams.
That's what's funny about the song, man. It's called Slow Down, but it, like, makes you want to...
Uh-huh.
Move. I'm hit. I'm with it. come today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Listen to this shit, man. Our Canadian pals. Holy crap, holy.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get it right. Apple cheeks. Minus 13 degrees Fahrenheit.
Good God.
Ooh,
now, this is just the start.
What's that?
This is just the start of winter.
Yeah. We got 16 degrees Fahrenheit, but that's in the positive. 16.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty damn cold. Hey, man, did you get, like, a shitload of snow and shit?
Yeah, but nothing like they were predicting.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, because that one highway, man, that was freaking me out watching that report.
What's that? I missed all that.
I-95 or some shit going into D.C.
Yeah.
And they were backed up for, like, 36 hours or some ridiculous
Christ.
Thing like that.
Oh,
holy crap. Can you imagine the panic attack? Go on a long trip, you should put some Kratom in the glove box or something, man.
Exactly. and bring a coffee can, because you're going to have to pee.
Yeah, man. Oh,
wow, that's nuts.
So Ford said, what'd he say? Negative, minus 22 with a wind chill. That's the
good God.
Bam-o, bam-o.
Jesus Christ.
God, yeah.
Is that livable? Can you survive in that?
I know, man. How did human beings settle this area? It's just bizarro, man. Oh, speaking of Kratom.
Yes.
I got a new Kratom Connect.
Oh, okay.
I was buying it at the head shop, right? It was like a waterbeds and head shop combination.
Yeah.
Joint. I don't know how. It's still, they still got like a small chain in town, like 3 or 4 of these joints. And leftovers from the 70s.
Uh-huh.
And waterbeds. I don't even think they have any waterbeds. Yeah. No, they don't have any waterbeds. Jake says, minus 22 would be nice. Yug!
Oh, Jesus. There's a new crate about now. A little, it's like a little five-hour energy drink. You know those little energy drinks?
Oh, sweet.
This has Kratom and something called Carvor. Carvor?
Carvor.
K-A-V-A. Yeah.
Kava. Yeah, that's
Kava,
another one
Kava.
Of those inky.
Yeah. Well, this shit's pretty good. You take it, it kind of gives you the feel like you just had two beers.
Wow.
It really relaxes you and everything.
Well, that's the Kava, I think. That's kind of, the Kava's kind of like
that's
buzz.
That is. Yeah.
Well, this new place, I was driving down, Main Street there, and I see a little sign. Says, hey, Kratom this way, you know, CBD this way.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And I went, okay, let's make a left on Main Street. And I go to this place. For $10 more, I got twice the amount of Kratom I got at the head shop.
Ah, good deal.
So, man, I got a shitload of Kratom, man. Plus, then I didn't, trouble is they only take cash, so... I had to go get some cash. But when
why
I came back,
take cash?
Well, he said they couldn't get set
that?
Up for this thing. There, Hanky.
Oh,
I was a little hesitant to try the Kratom at first. But anyhow, I said, yeah, bag it up. I'll be back in a minute. And then he gave me another extra, I don't know how much, little baggie of for free. On top of that.
Sweet.
So got a fuckload of Kratom.
Good deal.
I got
deal.
A Kratom for the next days. I wonder if that store will still be there when I'm run out of Kratom, man. I mean, I'm going to have Kratom for like, that's like four or five months supply, probably.
Good God.
Although I've been using it liberally.
Yeah.
The last week.
I've been going through mine a lot. I'm a kratom junkie.
I'm used to it. My coffee, man. Got to have it.
Yeah, it's good in coffee. I should go back to drinking at my coffee.
Coffee. It's really good.
Spoonful. Nice little spoonful. Hits you quicker.
I do that little, what is that, a gram? Gram thingy comes with it.
Yep.
These ones don't have the gram thingy.
Yeah, you get a little spoon, a little gram spoon.
Not with these guys.
Oh, okay.
And it looks like they bag their own stuff. So
okay.
Man. Hey, we were talking about the baseball season coming up. So
yeah.
We're gonna put on the Sister Sledge. In the Possum Lounge, we are family.
Yes, we are.
Jack. man. There they are, ladies and germs. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Where it's like a million below. But that's okay, man. She's used to it, right?
That's it, yeah.
That would freak me
out.
Guess
so. It would.
I would just get so despondent and depressed. Sorry, I don't mean to bring you down. God bless you, man. I mean, somebody's got to live there, I guess. I don't know. Why would people live there? Too cold. But thank you for coming, nonetheless.
Sweet Alice.
Yeah, man. I don't like the cold. It's bad. Man, I'm like a million sweatshirts today.
Yeah, same here. Long johns, big sweatshirt.
Getting cold. Ugh. All right. But then I went outside. I figured I'd clean the truck off. We got like a dusting.
Yeah.
And I figured, well, I'll clean the truck off in case it gets weird or something overnight and it, you know, freezes to the car or something. It was just powder, man. But I wasn't that cold. I was colder when I was inside. Sitting there in my chair, thinking, oh, boy, this house is cold. Weird. Bogey brought me over a nice pair of new gloves, man, for Christmas.
But Bogey takes care of you, man.
Oh,
good guy.
He's good. He's the goodest guy, man.
Good guy. Yeah,
he's I was going through a bunch of shit, and I found this page from a magazine I'd cut out. It was this big picture of Jimmy the Greek. You remember Jimmy the Greek?
Yeah, yeah.
Guy that destroyed his career in like one. doomed interview where he had a few bodies. Anyway, I cut it. I don't know why I saved it. Just because it's funny. And I framed it for him. I gave him that. He just keeps. He says he talks to it now and kind of guides me to Greek picture. It is better to give than it is to receive.
There you go.
And it is so fucking true. They tell you that when you're a kid. You're like, yeah, sure, man. I want a bike. You know? But it's true. Ultimately, right. Well, that's because you can afford to buy your own bike. All right, now we got Daddy G has materialized out of nowhere.
Hey,
just
Daddy
time
G.
For us to say his name.
All right.
He runs that game over there on Saturdays there in the grotto.
Yes, he does.
Night with Daddy G. 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Grotto.
I think that's like 6 a.m. Botswana time. Something like that. Check your local listing. Thank you for coming, sir. I hope everybody had a good New Year. I guess I talked to everybody but Daddy G. Hope you had a good New Year, Daddy G. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
A share with that Dr. Cake. And, getting me hungry with the pulled pork sandwich, man. You get that in your head and you're like, pork sandwich, man.
But I got that, I still got that free meal at the pulled pork sandwich place, man.
Okay.
The barbecue.
There you go.
Yes. So
that is why that hankering.
That's in the car. Maybe that's this week. Maybe that's this week. That's some good shit, man. See how the roads are. Because it's a little bit of a drive. Well, Daddy G got his plug and split, man. You see how he is?
He's got it timed. Comes in doing a roll call.
I'm in. I'm out. Thank you very good. The old Irish farewell there. Hey, man.
I love it.
They're coming, Doc Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Prefect.
Word.
Well, tonight's show is like half Ford and half Gumby. All I did was decide which ones to play, man. They're all your guys' picks, pretty much.
I'm glad.
Except
Ford
for that Larry Williams. Trapped. That was mine. Larry Williams.
There you go. And that was a damn good one.
Daddy G's back. We shouldn't have said anything.
Here he is. Daddy G's back.
GT says he found that pistachio shells look great as nasty old fingernails.
Okay.
And we recently started selling pistachios without the shells, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They always had
the
shells.
They didn't have that when we were younger.
Now they got bags up. You know what I think, too? And I think that's a bad idea. I think it's bad, man. It's the environment. Because they take a lot of water, and they're growing them all in California now.
Okay.
It seems like pistachio production is way up. Same with the almonds for almond milk.
Never had pistachio ice cream. It sounds horrible. I never had it.
It does
good?
Taste like pistachios.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. Yeah, it's good. My, a few things I like my ex-mother-in-law for. The pistachio ice cream at the holiday. Always good for that. Shit. Well, Ford, it wouldn't be a pistachio cornucopia of cosmic craziness without Ford. Prefect. Say that fast. That dots. A cornucopia of cosmic craziness. Cornucopia. That's a great word. That's a great word, man. Unlike back in the day, in old school, right? Old school. We're going old school on your ass. Hey, man, we need something. Here we go. Beauty.
Ah, that always works.
A classic. Thanks for coming forward. And there he is, the aforementioned GT Trent, strongest man on the internet.
GTO!
Pistachios. They're really expensive without the shells, man. So you realize, you know, pay X amount for the shells. Well, they're cheaper with the shells
on you.
What's that?
It saves you from getting all that red shit on your fingernails, though.
Well, they don't do. They haven't done that in years.
No.
Painted them red.
I never got into it.
Yeah, and in fact, it used to be before the revolution in Iran that all pistachios in the world came from Iran. In the world.
Oh, did not know that.
And that's why the red pistachios disappeared eventually. Because we don't like the Iranians. That's our official policy. Shake your fist, boy. How dare they overthrow the government that we installed after we overthrew their government? You know?
We should call them freedom nuts now. Freedom
nuts. What a bunch of ingrates.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. We brought them freedom. We shoved it up their ass. And I think we're the bad guys. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Foreign policy. It's above my grade. All right. There's Other People's Eyes, our old pal. Oh, you can use any
other
of this in
eyes.
Your history if you
substitute for history class. I can use it. History of Iran. Don't get me started on the hostages there. You know that was set up.
Yeah.
That was a setup, man. Oh, they released the hostages on the day that Reagan is sworn in. What
there
a coincidence.
Okay.
Oh, gee whiz. Hey, Mikey.
And they made us register for the draft because of that shit.
Indeed they did, sir.
Huh?
They did. But that was actually Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
I had an argument with one of my first wife's relatives, this old bag aunt of hers. And I said, well, I should know. I registered to...
Yeah.
like the service. It was the summer of 80, and Carter was still president. Oh, no,
I remember
Reagan.
That.
And I'm like, yeah, I hate Reagan, too. But he didn't do that. He did a lot of shitty things. But he didn't do that.
I remember it was Carter all this long ago.
Yeah, it was Carter.
I was so pissed off because on the news that night, they were saying how people were registering using names like Daffy Duck and Porky Pig. I go, oh, why the fuck did I use my real name? Why wasn't
one
of those cool guys?
They checked that shit out, man.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
I think there was a thing about student loans.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't register, you couldn't get student loans or some shit. It was fucked up,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents
think
that was the start of my insomnia.
Yeah. Wow.
My mother was telling me that. Yeah.
No
always had trouble sleeping after that.
No kidding. I didn't really give it another thought, man.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, if Jimmy Carter was president, I was like, man, we're never going to have another war. But little by little, you know, that was the only time in our country's history where we didn't have a stupid war somewhere.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And nothing at all.
Wars. Anti-war. Well, you know, Vietnam was a gaping wound still at that point. Anyhow. Listen, enough with the history lessons. Thanks for coming over. There he is.
Other people's eyes.
Sinister Minister. Oh, wait, what's my next cue? Probably like... Dun, dun, dun. Oh, this is a cool one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Getting into the Gumby realm here. There is the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking himself. Oh, I've got a... There it is. Gang. I had to belch. Professor R.J. Gumby. And
yes.
That would make the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver. You can try and you can lie and you can fly and wonder why. Like the popcorn bouncing low, you can fall down in the snow. You can sigh and you can cry and you can die till you let go. When the sun is shining blue, when the sun is shining blue, take a ride and follow the ride until you're inside my pop popcorn.
blue. When the sun is shining blue, take a ride and follow the ride till you're inside my pop poppy corn. When the sun is shining gray, when the sun is shining gray, close your eyes and you'll realize the time only flies, my pop poppy corn. Like a popcorn about to blow, you can fall down in the snow. You can sigh and you can cry and you can die till you let go. Like a popcorn in your hand, is your castle made of sand. Life goes up and life goes down and life goes round and round and round.
You asshole.
Yeah, man. And I'm not muted.
No. Hey, there you go.
Cool.
I knew you'd get it. Almost 12 years.
What's? I don't know the background on that tune. Was that the original? And then they did the top 40 hit?
Nah, that's by Lost... Straight Jackets. That was just a remake. And I'm not sure if they made up the lyrics or not. I don't know. That's a good
question.
Those
are weird. The sun is shining blue.
Yeah. It's weird.
Fuck are they smoking over there, that guy? South of the border there. You know what I'm talking about. Here's something weird. Remember we were trying to think... I was talking about Burt Reynolds. Brando hated Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you said there was a movie, you know, where, maybe Burt Reynolds is going to be cast or whatnot. And after the show, I looked it up, and it was The Fucking Godfather.
Oh, that's ringing bells. I think you're right, yeah. Francis Ford Coppola every now and again will say he's going to bring in Burt Reynolds just to get Brando pissed off. That's where I heard it. Okay.
And the irony, we opened up the show with the Godfather bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Doing the Huxley speech.
Yeah, where did you find? I was looking for that, man. You got to grenache
that
if it's grenacheable.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it in the history. That was funny.
That was funny. That's a damn good idea, too. It's a bizarre idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to love those mashups, you know? I said it. Oh, this was weird on Facebook. Fuck, Boo. You know, I like things that are uplifting and positive, because otherwise, I'd be a mess. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it said to change the way your brain works, every day recall three things that you're grateful for.
Okay.
So I did that today. They said do that for a month, and you're rewiring your brain to be a positive person. So
yeah.
Let's all try that, man. I did
that
it today. I was like, I sat down and I thought three things I'm really grateful for. And, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, oh, the colors. But that and a bunch of Kratom, I feel pretty good.
Yep. You can rewire your brain. I've watched several documentaries on that.
That's cool, man. Because it's like,
yeah.
I don't know why I do that. That's one of the worst things I do. I'll be driving by myself, and then I'll just start thinking of negative shit. Stuff that happened, I fucked up or...
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And by the time, you know, I'm all clenched up by the time, you know, I realize what I'm doing. Like, what the fuck am I doing, man?
It's hard for us to shake that.
It doesn't, what is it, what was it, the Bill Murray thing? It doesn't mean a thing? What was it, it just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Nothing.
We're burning daylight, man. Look at this.
Hey.
Let's go right. Let's catch up and go right to the 3 minutes here.
3 minutes.
All right. Here she goes.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
All right, who's responsible for this? Oh, this is okay. This is Ford's, and everybody's going to go, that's too good for 3 minutes. That's my prediction.
Okay.
But now if I predict it and you all hear, then you could say the opposite and prove me wrong. Which will it be? I leave it up to you. It's a conundrum. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the 3 minute conundrum. Oh man, speaking of this is like a whole history lesson tonight, man. Speaking of history.
Yeah.
If you listen to this 3 minutes, you'll never get back without going to pee.
Uh-huh.
You just might learn something. Huh?
Now you're scaring everyone off.
This is like Schoolhouse Rock and shit, man. This is great. I like it. But it is 3 minutes to never get back. What else are you going to do with it?
Sit back and learn, kids.
Yeah. Get on your thinking caps. Sharpen your pencils.
Your curve.
Watch out for that.
Put on your curve.
Watch out for that. 3 minutes.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
A little better.
There you go. Sound like you hurt yourself on that one.
No, I just had a lot of spilkus in my zoink.
I don't do it.
Let's see what we got here. GT sending me a link here in the launch. This is oh, the opossum song, Bar D Wranglers at the Bar D Chuck Wagon Dranga, Colorado. All right, man. We do take requests here on the opossum hour.
There you go.
I'll download that puppy right now. Tell you what. I may have downloaded it and just not gotten to it yet, man. Excuse me.
Understandable. Understandable.
Gumby and Ford will tell you that sometimes it's like a year later. Oh, man, I think I posted that. Oh, yeah, I did. Wow, man. Man, when we quit doing this show, man, what am I going to do with this computer full of fucking weirdo songs and stuff, you know? Like, sheesh. All right, what are we doing here? What is this? This is imparting the information. Yeah. I watched Jeopardy tonight, and Amy,
questionable
transsexual dude is or gal is past the $1 million mark.
Okay.
Damn, Merry Christmas.
How hard is it to get $1 million on that show? Isn't $1 million really not anything anymore?
She's only the fourth one to do it.
Oh, okay. I thought that wasn't much of a prize anymore or something. Isn't
$1 million
nothing anymore?
No, the Ken Jennings was the first one, I think, popped that cherry. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But then there's been five now, including her on the show, and then I guess there's a sixth one that won $1 million in the Contest of Champions or some shit.
Oh, okay.
That's still a pretty select company.
Oh, yeah.
And again, tonight blew everybody out of the water, man. But I am.
Way to go, Amy.
I knew Final Jeopardy today.
Oh, okay. What was it?
The answer was, who is Thor Heyerdahl?
Who?
Thor Heyerdahl.
Who the fuck is that?
Today? Oh, wow. I'd have beat you in Jeopardy. Let me open it. I'll get the way they worded it, the question. The question. Today's Final Jeopardy question was, Norwegian Independence Day and a vast blue sea are mentioned in Chapter 1 of a 1948 book by this man.
I can't even think of the book.
You never read Contiki?
Contiki? No.
Yeah.
I heard it.
I read that when I was in high school, man. It's like fucking cool. Yeah. These guys, like, he wanted to prove that you could, like, traverse the Pacific Ocean in a raft.
All right.
So since his name was Thor, he fucking did that. You know, he just said, fucking name's Thor. See you guys later. Hey?
Aight.
Thor, man.
There you go. You could add him there.
I know. I felt like I was right there, man. Like, yeah. We were the only guys that got it right, man. Thor Heyerdahl. Like, I thought it was easy. But, like, just because I knew it was easy.
Yeah.
It ain't easy if you don't know it. All right.
Yeah, never read that book.
All right.
Is Amy single now that she has $1 million? Man, should I send her some poetry and shit?
But she got
Amy,
a girlfriend.
Is she single?
Oh, she no, she got a girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. So is it officially he? Boy, this shit's confusing.
No, no, no. She's a she. Go, she's a she. She identifies
okay.
as a woman. She identifies as a gay woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right. I don't know.
But I was told by my number two son, it's none of my fucking business.
There you go.
He may have a fucking point. I don't know.
How are you?
All right. Tomorrow's Elvis's birthday, and to commemorate. We're not going to blow him up or give him any shit tonight.
I loved it that time we blew him up. Who was that thing? Tammy. That girl Tammy got all set. Whose birthday is Tammy?
No, Dr. Cake, man.
Dr. Cake
Dr.
also,
Cake
yeah.
was ready to start a walkout, man. Like,
uh-oh.
Felt like Andrew Carnegie back in the old days. Possums are revolting. They certainly are. Oh, speaking of TV, man, I started watching the latest season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Funny.
Oh, okay. It's back.
Much better than last
season. You
said the season
before. It was horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it wasn't horrible, but, you know, it wasn't up to the...
Yeah.
The level of funny. I have laughed out loud at every episode so far.
Okay,
funny.
Good.
Here's an example.
How do you get it? You don't have HBO, do you?
I ain't got HBO.
Okay, all right. There you go.
I'll send you the link of the place I got. Okay. It's the same link I used last time.
Yeah.
They got all the show. They got all 10 seasons, 11, 12 seasons or whatever.
I'm not going to bother with it.
But
go, you want to give us the
says, guy says to Larry, how do you know prayer don't work? Oh, no, it's a redneck. That's right, he was a redneck. He goes, how do you know prayer don't work? Larry says, because I'm bald! I thought you would enjoy that one.
I like it.
Good old Larry. He's back. All right, here we go. This is auction news. An Incredible Hulk number one comic smashes records at $490,000.
Woo! Holy shit.
Man, that thing must have been kept in a drawer somewhere because it's like they have them graded, you know? They grade them from on a scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10.
Okay.
And actually, I think they have negatives, too. This is a 9.0. And this is like a comic
Ooh.
Book from 1963. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Really nice shape, but that's a lot of bread.
Yes, that is.
And at the end, it says a copy of Action Comics number one, which is like 30 years older, set a record when it was auctioned off at $3.25 million.
Yeah. Well, that was the Superman's first one, right? That action one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Hulk's only 1963, and they're getting they're closing in on a mil on that. Well, half a mil.
Good God. People are throwing money around.
Well, that market, I've been watching, that market's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Like, I got a little interest in it, but I don't know, man. I think now would be the time to liquidate the thing piece by piece and clean up, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't feel like doing that, man. There's so many things involved. I've got to charge income tax or, you know, sales tax and shit now on eBay.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
I had somebody to do all the legwork, you know, split the profits. There we go.
Well, advertise.
I'm looking at you, number two, son.
There you go. There
I know
you go.
He wouldn't do that. No, he might. I had to be, apathetic nation, man. What are you gonna do? All right,
love that name.
All right, this is kind of weird. This is over in England at a Tesco, which is like a grocery store.
Yeah.
In K- Cambridge, near Cambridge, Fulbright. Shopper Fufu Fang. Now, you know, that's not, that's neither here nor there. Fufu Fang, 30.
Fufu Fang.
Was stopped when he tried to check out buying a dry-cured pork sausage. You know, big, long sausages there?
Yeah, yeah.
And he had to show his ID for that.
What?
He was very surprised when they asked if I was old enough to buy the sausage. It was very odd, and the shop assistant had to call the manager over. He thought it was a joke, but, you know, I guess they thought the sausage was a bladed object. What do they mean by that? Bladed? And they needed to check my age. So, yeah, he got carded for the sausage.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think we're going that
weird
direction anyway.
The Tesco spokesman says, it looks like there's been a bit of a mix-up here. We're working to resolve this so that customers of all ages can purchase this delicious sausage. Right. Fufu.
Oh,
why can't
okay
Fufu buy a sausage? Fufu Fang. Fufu Fang.
Now, is that the way it's spelled, or is it P-H?
F-U-F-U.
F-U.
Took me 2 weeks to figure out it stood for Felix Unger. F-U-F-U. All right, man. Well, if we travel around the world, go from the sausage ID to a landmark in Cyprus, the island of Cyprus. A 16-foot-tall sculpture shaped like a potato. It was chopped down around 3:30 a.m. on January 1st, causing around $5,400 in damages to the big potato.
No shit.
It's a landmark, man.
Yeah. Well,
overnight?
No one knows who chopped it down, or what's the story?
No one knows who did it. This isn't Cyprus. It looks like a Chinese name for the town.
Yeah.
Xylophago. X-Y-L-O-H-A-G-O-U. Xylophago. Fago.
Fago. I like that. I like that name.
Wonder if that's where Fufu Fang lives. Hey.
Oh, great.
Fufu Fang. I think he's going to be on Flip Chendrable this week.
We got to bring him back.
All right, this is the bullshit that is our world here in this age of dumbasses that we're living through. But, like, as soon as Betty White passed away, they started putting out things that she died of the COVID vaccine and shit.
Yeah, oh, Christ.
She got her COVID boosted and dropped dead. No.
Died
old.
Who cares?
Died of old
she's
age.
99.
Mm-hmm. And it says she died peacefully in her sleep. So there,
oh, there
Professor
you go. Gumby. There you go. I'm still not buying it. Not buying it.
You're not going to believe Betty fucking White, man? She said she died in her sleep,
know.
Man. I believe her.
Why would she lie about
shot.
That?
Well, I know. It wasn't the booster shot, man. She dropped dead because she was 99, says Kate. Yeah, that's pretty much
it. That's it, yeah.
That's pretty much you hit the nail on the head there. All right. Okay, got carded for the sausage. We covered that and the big potato. And Elvis's birthday. Oh, this is kind of neat. A mafia figure was arrested after being spotted on a Google Street View thing. You know how they in Google trucks go around?
Yeah.
And the people, sometimes there's people in the shot, and it was this, what was his name? Giancino Gamino. They've been looking for this guy who's on the lam in Spain, and they kind of had an idea he was somewhere around, but they didn't know where, and they pegged him. And then he's standing in front of this restaurant where he was working, and then they looked up their Facebook page, and there he is, you know. Selling the Sicilian dinner, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Google. How Google's hiding. Google's going to the mattresses.
You can't fucking hide, man. You cannot fucking hide in this world anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
You used to be able to disappear, but not no more.
Uh-uh. Well, I don't know, man. What's his name is still missing? Bump Fardo. We don't know anything about Bump Fardo.
Yeah. And the real Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
The real Jeffrey Epstein and D.B. Cooper. Yeah. And that Judge Crater, he never showed up.
That's right, Crater.
Yeah, Crater face. All right. Oh, okay. Now, this, we reported on this earlier. Reality show star, Stephanie Mato.
Yeah.
Was selling her farts in a jar. Not poop in a jar.
This is ringing bells. I didn't remember the farts in a jar.
Yeah.
All right.
Keeping my farts in a jar. She was selling them for like $1,000 a pop.
Yeah, I got to.
For her farts, man.
Huh?
You know, she's cute, sure, but I don't want to smell her farts, man. Not my king. Anyway, the demand was so high, she was selling 50 jars of farts a week.
Jesus.
That's 50,000. That's 50,000 G's.
Oh, Jesus. This tells you about
worth
America.
Worth of farts. 50,000 G's worth of farts. And then, now she's quit, though. She's giving it up. Giving up this lucrative business. Because
she got a gas.
She had a health scare. She felt like she was having a stroke or something.
Oh,
and
she
she'd switched to a high fiber diet of beans, eggs, and protein shakes. So hard to breathe and pinching sensation around her heart.
Well, now those jars are worth a lot now.
I know. Wow.
So it's a good investment.
They just doubled in price. Gotten Himmel. Yeah. So, yeah, a little too much fiber. That cake says they must be real stinky farts. Love it, man. Right. Well, good luck to Stephanie Mato. You say Mato, yeah. I say Mato. They say foo-foo fang. All right. This is a wild lady. I don't know. She got. I don't think you could get into the Guinness Book with this because of the evidence thing.
Yeah.
But this gal had 8 eggs in like a week that were double yolks.
Oh.
And like the odds are like astronomical that you come out of a dozen eggs.
So.
Out of a dozen eggs, she got 8 of them that were double yolks. She was flipping out. But, you know, how the fuck you going to prove it? Got some photos, but, you know, you need a British guy there with a, you know, like a stopwatch to make it official.
That's
and a derby. They wear, I think they wear a derby and they carry a stopwatch and a bumper shoot.
Hey, Cosmos is trying to tell her something.
Yeah, I know.
What it is, man.
Poop in a jar. Yeah, sports going to sell his poop in a jar. Keeping my poop in a jar. I want to, I want to do vials of boogers. Because I've never run out of boogers, you know.
Nice little blob going.
Yeah. All right. Okay, real quickly, the animal world. In the rivers of the Ohio River, they found a rare fish thought extinct, or not extinct, but what's the word for it? Word for it? I had a new word, and Extirpated from the state, meaning it was locally extinct.
Uh-huh.
A long-head darter has been captured, several of them, so they're back, man. And that, I love stories like that, because that means, you know, cleaner water.
Not only that, what was the other fish that was found in the Ohio River?
I don't remember, but yeah, I thought that's, we had one of those a year or so ago. So that's,
I was waiting,
well, you know, the industry.
For the name. Yeah.
The industry is dead here in the Rust Belt, so the water's coming back.
Okay.
Man. Cool. Now here's a weird
species.
One. Cats. Now we go to cats. Cat. A cat was given away to a thrift store by mistake. Huh?
Given away to a thrift store by mistake.
Yeah, it was high.
All right.
they sent this recliner chair to the thrift store. You know, they were done with it. And a cat was discovered missing. He stowed away in the, you know, he crawled in the back of the chair and was napping in there. They donated. Luckily, Montequita was not injured and was reunited with her family.
There you go.
Live in Denver. So. Donating the cat to the thrift store, man.
I
guess the employees at the thrift store were the ones that found it. That's funny.
Uh-huh.
That's
imagine
funny.
That.
All righty. And here's the feel-good story. We're going to end on a feel-good.
All right.
This
good.
Fucking dog over here. All right?
Yeah?
I fucking love dogs. Dogs are fucking, they're great. They're heroes and shit. And this dog is a hero and shit. In New Hampshire, they got a report. Police got a report of a loose dog on the highway. And they find this dog, and they're trying to get it, and it keeps, you know, running and running. And it leads them to a wreck, and it was his master's truck. I guess he must have been in the truck. I guess they don't say if he was in the truck, but I would assume he was in the truck. Anyway, him and his buddy had been thrown from the wreck, and they were suffering hypothermia and crap. But they're okey-doke now. They're okay now. But, you know, not so much. But anyway, this dog, a fucking hero, man.
Yeah.
What are you gonna
saves their ashes.
What's his name?
It's like, go for help.
Kingsley.
Kingsley. Kingsley, is it?
No, not Kingsley. Kinsley. Kinney.
Oh,
it's Kinney.
Oh, Kinsley. Okay.
Kinsley.
Kinsley.
Uh-oh.
I want you to be Poo-Poo Fang. Oh.
All righty. That's it.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Foo Foo Fang.
When I'm right, feel guilty when I'm wrong. Even feel a pinch of guilt just singing you this song. Don't ask me why it is, it's just the way I'm built. Even days of sunshine are dimmed by clouds of guilt. And if these words don't rhyme or a bit of milk gets spilled, I find myself overshadowed by heavy clouds of guilt. feel guiltiest when I've done nothing at all. Miss the funeral of a friend that one stung for years. And stranger still, felt even worse for swallowing my tears. Don't ask me why it is, it's just the way I'm built. Even days of sunshine are dimmed by clouds of guilt. And if these words don't rhyme or a bit of milk gets spilt, genetic flaw that is to blame, or old religious training steeped in shame. I'm guilty of feeling guilty all the time. Wish there was a way to free my mind. Don't ask me why it is, it's just the way I'm built. Even days of sunshine are dimmed by clouds of guilt. These words don't rhyme, or a bit of milk gets spilled. I find myself overshadowed by heavy clouds of guilt. Can never seem to get away from all these clouds of guilt.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Got my baby aspirin.
Ha ha.
Joined by
Francie
from the Francie Friends.
Francie, hello.
I think we're coming apart. What did you say, sir?
I was saying that they need to rewire your brain when you feel guilt. See that?
Aha, that's
just
what
like
I meant.
You're
that's
saying.
What I meant by that.
Yeah.
And the thing, yeah. Yep. Every day,
easy to do.
For the next
easy
28 days, recall three things that you are grateful for, and let's see if we can all rewire our fucking brains, man. Like a social experiment, man. Very cool. Ford gives that Shatner bit a thumbs down.
I don't know, man.
I think that was a keeper, man. Yes, man.
Uh-huh.
What do I know?
That's a Friday night on the Grenache, that one.
Got
to give it to the Shat.
I'm sick of funny commercials. That's one of my beefs. Stan Freberg kind of invented.
Thing?
What's that?
Is there such a thing as a funny commercial?
Well, that's what I mean. Stan Freberg invented it. He invented it in the 60s, you know, and it was, oh, wow, that's so clever to have a funny, and make fun of the product or something and just be lighthearted about it. And now it's like, you know, they're not funny.
That's the sad
part. Fuck that goddamn emu thing. That wasn't funny for like a nanosecond. And they did, I could see him sitting around here. Oh, I got a new emu idea. Hey. Fucking yahoos, man.
No, it's even worse, radio. Don't even try to make a funny radio commercial. It just doesn't work. Don't even try it.
Used to be able to be done, but not no more. Not no more.
Nope.
The other thing, my son showed me this. We were watching YouTube videos, and he shows me this guy. I should have written down his name. Maybe I'll post one of the videos. But he always has a part in the video where he reviews fast food.
Yeah.
Okay, that's his purpose. And he's a skinny thing. He looks like
Shoot. I thought of his name when I thought of it originally.
Emo Williams?
Okay. Sort of that. He's real skinny, but he's dressed in this three-piece suit, right?
Yeah.
And real neat, but he's just geeky. And every video, he'll take the fast food that he's reviewing and push it into the camera and bring it back. And push it into the camera and bring it back. And I just kept remembering John Candy in that SCTV thing, the 3D House of Pancakes or whatever that was.
Yep.
And this guy's such a shemp. Oh, my God. You got to see it. It's hilarious. I'll post one of them on Boss Undercover or something.
All right.
It's funny because, you know, he's being really serious and this is his life.
They're usually the best ones.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely interesting. Okay, now, tonight we have contractually obligated to play a polka.
Yes.
It's the Dr. Cake clause. But this one tonight is not very traditional. And I think you could stomach this one, GT. Hit it!
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
People saw me often. Well, people saw me often. And if I'm a good, but I don't even know him. I've never seen his show. Well, everybody loves him.
But what they do without you?
They ask me all about you.
Hey, what about Merv Griffin?
But I don't even know.
His name is not Merv Griffin. His name is not Merv Griffin. His name is not Merv Griffin. His real name is George.
Well, people say they know me. They say that I'm the body. They want to touch my body. They want to go to bed. They give me pens and pencils. They give me candy apples. They want to see my nipples. I wish that they would turn.
His name is not Merv Griffin. His name is not Merv Griffin. His name is not Merv Griffin. His real name is George.
I can't go to the bathroom without somebody speaking. Cause someone's always speaking and things are getting worse. People steal my undies, my chocolates and my jacket. The nigga licks my ears.
Very interesting.
What was the band? The band was Mr. Bungle.
Oh, Mr. Bungle. Okay, I bet you Opie has some of Mr. Bungle's.
I picked that one up on the
the Dr. D. Mento page. I hate to give away my sources.
What's that guy's name? Mark Patton? I forget his name. Patton is definitely his last
Patton
name.
Oswald?
That's the guy that's in it. I forget his first name. Something Patton.
Fufu?
Fufu Patton.
Fufu Patton. All right, man. Well, welcome back, Longhead Darter, to the aquatic world of Ohio. We learned a lot of history, man.
Oh,
Frank,
yeah.
You run this one back, man. You'll learn, like, all the foreign policy of the 80s and shit, man.
That's right.
All laid out there.
Very educational possum tonight.
Yeah. It all comes down to pistachio nuts.
Uh-huh. That was the start.
The key to foreign policy, man. Once you control the pistachio nuts.
That's it.
We got left here. All right. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming, man.
Yes. Thank you, possums.
An honor and a pleasure, and it really is. After all this time, the waste. What little left of our pathetic lives listening to this shit. Fuck you, nuts. All right, man.
Start adding up your possum hours.
How long is that in possum hours? Oh, my Lord. All right, I got the transporter warmed up, man. You got that right, Jack. All right, Scotty. Ooh, a couple extra dilithium crystals in that bad boy.
There you go.
All right, man. Well, I guess we'll be back Monday because, like, you know, it's just...
What we do.
I got nothing to do. I got nothing to fucking do, man.
Nothing here. No life.
I got nothing to do.
What are...
Molson Canadian. That was a good
remember
one.
Remember your ID when you buy sausage.
That's right. If you're going to go out, even especially if it's you get some of that andouille. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, the andouille.
Yeah. Well, it's French, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Energize!
They say at the United Parcel Service, that just about wraps it up. Until next week at this same time, this is Hans Conried saying good night. And in the words of Prince of Anofuma, Noshisa Malo Canedral. Translation,
Missed it by that much.
Alrighty. Come in.
A lot of interesting stuff today.
It was, I guess. I don't know. I can't. I'm a bad judge of that. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck did Ope say? Let me roll it back here. He says 18 plus sausage sounds something like I shouldn't Google. Good advice.
That was good
advice, sir. He's a funny guy, man.
He is.
All right, man. Well,
mock show. Glad everybody enjoyed it.
Yep.
Man, just, you know, what is it? What is it? He says, it just doesn't matter.
Just doesn't matter. Nothing
just
matters.
Doesn't matter, man.
That was my
motto
negative
shit.
Years. I got to bring that back. I used to say constantly about everything.
The negative
nothing
shit
matters.
Just doesn't matter. No, you know what matters? The good shit. The grateful things you're grateful for matter, man.
There you go.
Every day, three things. Think of them. Ooh. Get that one.
Yep.
I got this one. And I got that one over there. Okay. So 28 days. Rewire our brains. And whatever the fuck. And hopefully, I still got the cock a snook thing on here. Foo-foo fang with a cock a snook. There you go. The new jazz hit, climbing the charts.
I like it,
man. Well, I guess we'll come back Monday, dude. Ian.
All right, sounds good.
All right, man. All right, Ian. Hey, what's up? That's how I'm going to open the show Monday. What's up? What's up, man? What's up? Awesome. It'll be awesome. Back in the day. The old school.
The old school.
You know.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!